98 FM.
All right, a very good morning to you. Now, I'm joined in the studio for July's book club by writer, journalist, columnist, author Sylvia Kent. Sylvia has written 10 books, including The Woman Writer, Folklore of Essex, Historic Town and Barking of Dagenham, From Old Photographs, and many more. Sylvia's contributed to national regional magazines as well, and an online journal, which is very successful. Currently at 197,000 page views and 824 blog articles. Ooh, you can find out more at sylviakent.blogspot.com. Alan Woods is this month's book club guest. Alan is the editor of the hugely successful Brentwood Gazette.
Thank you. Good morning.
Did you see I got that really timed
that
in?
That was so clever.
I'm going to have to put that on the show reel.
Yeah, and welcome to our Alan. Gosh.
Hello, Alan. And Alan is wearing the most beautiful suit I think that's ever graced the studio.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
He's not said anything.
Yeah. I was going to say, no, I've had worse suits on in this studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think the bright red one's made an appearance.
Yes. I think Sylvia said you were going to wear a red suit on the same day, weren't
yes.
you?
Yes. Yeah, I had a red and I thought, no, I think I wore blue, that colour. Yeah. And there we are. He looks much better than me. Yeah. He's slimmer than me.
For those of you not in the studio, kind of picture the colour of the sky. you're not many miles off, to be honest.
The bit of the sky or maybe the Greek sea.
Yes.
Lovely. Now, we're firstly going to kick off with you, Sylvia. We're going to talk about the Billericay Readers Group, which you're coming and tell us about all the books that you're reading this month. Mm-hmm. And also we're going to be talking about the Bard's World Club as well.
Yes.
But before we actually get to that, because Sylvia is always making wines and jams, and we mentioned earlier, so what have you been making this month?
Well, there's so much fruit about. You've got a little bit of the strawberry and the red currant.
Yep, that will last me about a week. That'll be gone.
Yeah,
lovely.
And I've got some fruit that I put in the freezer. You can just take it out and work on it when you want to, when you've got time. And I have been asked to perhaps put some books, some ideas together for a new book.
Yeah.
But again, you know, it's my hobby. Mm. I like doing it. I like cooking.
I'm more interested in seeing the bottles of wine that I saw on your Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah.
I spied a picture. Yeah, I was like, well, when's that coming in? Is that next month?
That's the 5-gallon lot. We've taken 1 gallon off, and I cook with it as well.
Yeah.
So, and I'll be adding flavours to each gallon. So you saw 4 gallon there, and I'll be adding other things to it.
Yeah.
So,
oh, I'm looking forward to that. Well, yeah. I'll say that. Yeah. I'll just pop. Hello, yes. Sylvia.
Hello.
Yes. Now, Billericay Readers Group. There are, how many readers groups are there altogether in Essex?
We are in Britain, I think. As a county, we have 650, which is quite a lot, really, isn't it? They say that, you know, we don't read, but we jolly well do. And in Brentwood alone, I think there are a good dozen, 18 groups.
And what are you reading at the moment? What have you been going through?
Finished. Gosh, I don't often finish. I've read the Ian McEwan book, which is called The Children Act, and that's lovely. That was about a female high court judge presiding over very difficult cases in the family court, and she's highly revered, but within the within her life she's come up to a big problem with marriage, her own marriage, and she's got into her life comes a young boy who's a Jehovah's Witness, and as you know, they can't take blood transfusions.
Yep.
And she wants to save his life, and time is running out, and you just keep turning those pages. Love it.
Yep.
And I'd recommend that one. And the next book is complete opposite. It's written by Sandra Howard, who was a top model in the 60s, and I remember her, front of Vogue, and she's still gorgeous. Mm. She's in her 70s now, and she actually is one of our patrons of the Society of Women Writers and Journalists.
Yeah.
So I told her I'd be reading it and reviewing it, and that goes on my weblog eventually.
And what's the book called?
This one is called Tell the Girl.
Yep.
And it's
Sandra Howard.
Yep. And she's Lord Howard's wife, as you know. But she is such a good writer.
Hmm.
She had about 5 or 6 books, all in the top range. Yep. And it's a lovely book. I love it.
And Bardswell Social Club, because I've been there. I went there and did some jazz a little while ago. Lovely club. Absolutely really good club down there. So what's happening? They don't just do the music.
Well, just basically the Brentwood Writers Circle. Now we're talking writers because reading and writing, and usually we meet at the Ursuline in Queen's Road, but because it's August August the 1st. We're meeting there. And I like that venue. I like the stage. Mm. I like our people standing up there. Somehow it works.
Yep.
But we do normally meet at the Ashline. So it's Saturday, 2:30 to 4:30. All the writers are coming together. And we're actually having a sort of brain. You know, we're working out how the new stories are coming off. We've got lots of competitions. And it's nice to have a creative work session.
Mm.
And you pick up ideas.
Yeah.
And you rub off each other. It's lovely. And we've, as you know, we're 60 strong, quite a lot of writers.
Mm.
So,
and how much is it? Can anyone come down?
You can come down. There is a small fee to come in.
I mean, Alan Woods, you're the editor of the Brentwood Gazette, and thanks for coming in. So you can find out more about Alan, and if you want to follow him on Twitter, it's Alan at Wood.